Let's get to it. It's crunch time. It is a Thursday lightning round.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's a lightning round, and there's a little bit of lightning here, and there's lightning there, because it's the lightning round.
All right. The most confusing NFL offseason in some time is winding down just in time for the NFL draft.
Months ago, I think so.
Months ago, the Eagles made news signing Sam Bradford to a big extension, 2 years, $35 million. They then traded their way up to number two and then have the audacity to decide they also want whoever the Rams don't pick between Goff and Wentz. Seriously, what is going on in Philly? It's looking very clear now that Chip Kelly wasn't the problem with player personnel in Philadelphia. A, the Eagles have been leaking out false information this whole time, and they're going to take Tunsil and shock the world. B, the Eagles are going to take a QB like everyone has been saying and then try to trade Bradford or Goff or Wentz, whoever they pick, to someone to try and make it look like they didn't make a terrible mistake and trick the world. C, tackle or quarterback, the Eagles have already messed things up by giving away all of these picks for one guy, and there's no going back from this mistake, and the world is going to laugh in their faces.
Wow.
Laugh at them.
I think they're taking a quarterback. I don't think there's a lot of doubt, and I don't think they're going to trade Bradford. I don't think there's a market for him. They want value, but if there was a big market for Bradford, I think he would have gotten like a 4 or 5 year deal from someone, so I'm going B and feeling pretty strong about it.
All right. After Goff and Wentz go on their way, it's the Chargers who will really have the pick of whoever they want at three. Bosa, Buckner, Tunsil, Ramsey, and every other blue chip prospect is going to be available for them. To me, this becomes one of the more interesting picks on Thursday. A, this is the perfect opportunity for a contender who doesn't need a quarterback to trade up and help boost their O-line or D-line. B, if the Chargers were going to trade down, they would have done so already. The chaos above them has worked out perfectly in their favor to get the best guy in the draft. C, let's be greedy and hope the Chargers just take Defoe so we can see those beautiful powder blue jerseys in the Duck store instead of maybe Buckner on the back of a Dallas Cowboys jersey.
Or worse, the Browns.
Oh, gosh.
I think this plays out well. One of the problems the last couple of years is poor Philly Rivers has been getting killed. If, in fact, everybody believes the true best player in this draft is Tunsil out of Ole Miss, he falls right into the Bolts' laps. And B stands for Bolts, so I'm going B.
All right. Moving from the NFL draft, it's the first time since 2009 that the Great Eight and Sid the Kid have met in the playoffs. That season, Crosby led the Pens past Ovi in six games and then took the Penguins all the way to hoisting the Stanley Cup. Ovechkin has never had a stronger team and a better supporting cast from another scoring threat with TJ Oshie and a possible Vezina Trophy winner in Braden Holtby. A, Ovi's team led the NHL in points with over 120. There's no question they can overcome the Penguins. B, the Caps are just sharks east. Ovechkin has never been to the conference semis. They're bound to mess this up. C, it's the conference semis. All the teams left are very good. Anything can happen. And Sid the Kid has been there before and knows what to do.
Wow, that's a tough one, man. I'm leaning B, C, C, B. I'm an until proven otherwise guy. I'm going to say Sharks East and B, and somehow they find a way out of round two, and Sid the Kid and the Pens advance to the East Conference Finals.
All right. The six fans that were at the Blazers-Clippers game last night saw poor performance without CP3 and Blake Griffin, giving hope to Blazer fans that this team, that was projected by some to win as little as 18 games, to be within one win of the second round. An amazing season for the Zers, one that might be so amazing it awards them a Dwight Howard next season. A, the Blazers need to take advantage of this incredible season by cashing in on a big free agent to make the Northwest Big Three with Lillard, McCollum, and Howard. B, the story shouldn't be about this offseason or even last offseason, but can the Zers take advantage of a Curryless Warriors team in the second round? C, even if Howard wanted to go to Rip City, Rip City shouldn't want Howard. The Blazers have done well enough without him. Why change what's working?
I'm going to go see strong. I know, and I've been getting texts from some of you about upgrade and this and that. They're trying to construct something. I think because of the way this season has gone, how there's been some slippage in the West, the fact they got as in as a 5 seed and now are likely going to get to the second round, they're playing with house money. No knee jerk, no big splashes. They just need to make progress, and I trust the two guys running the show. I'm going C.
Last one, and we're back to the NFL draft. Yesterday, Alex was disgusted in reading a mock draft that had his Niners taking Paxton Lynch. Balky already hasn't signed a single free agent of note, and they couldn't trade their former franchise QB and now might take another QB to throw into the fold. A, maybe adding a QB will motivate Kaepernick to leave SF or get another team interested in a trade. B, this is all wrong. You don't draft a guy in the top 10 when you're paying off a 6-year, $114 million deal. Or C, forget the logistics of what happens next. I just kind of want to see how angry Alex can get at the Niners by them picking Paxton Lynch.
I can't even fathom anything but C there.
I need to see the meltdown.
I have to throw in another little kind of codicil here. We have to be on the air when it happens.
I need that
guarantee, and I go C. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. And we may see Alex take – no, whatever. Hang tight. That wraps up Crunch Time and the lightning round. On the other side, it's called Sports Talk. What?
Speaking of double murders, we're about to have one in here.
Nice.